Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I am, mega excited today. I've got the marketing officer, chief marketing officer from AWeber. His name is Eric Harbison, and he is going to give us kind of some insight, not so much about the product, but about using email marketing in your business. So Eric, man, how you doing today?
Okay, Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, dude. If it was any better, it'd be illegal.
Yeah.
What I like to do is let people know about you, the person.
Sure.
And so how did you go from being somebody that delivered newspapers to somebody that delivered plants to somebody that delivers email now? How did that all kind of transpire?
Yeah, I mean, it was the typical jobs and occupations that a young boy or teenager would have. But there's always been a kind of a rooted interest in marketing I've had since a kid. And I guess I'm one of those people that actually, followed a passion into and went to school for it. And I actually got a degree in advertising. I knew I wanted to do something to help, help others, but also, get a reaction from people along the way. And, marketing and advertising seemed like a great track. And that led to about 20 years of working at countless, digital agencies, as small as one that I started myself with some friends, to as large as an agency inside of a public company, as many as 10,000 people. So along the way, I knew I wanted to, help brands figure out marketing challenges. And then about 4.5 years ago, I was fortunate enough to join the folks at AWeber here and help them build out the marketing team and figure out ways to drive some more customers and keep our current customers successful and happy.
Very cool. So the first question I got for you, and I hear this all the time when I'm out speaking, People say email's dead. Kids just want to text. And, what about Facebook? And what about all this stuff? Is email marketing dead?
Email marketing is not dead. And, we've written a couple of blog posts here at AWeber, and I've read also some articles as well. There are certain elements around email that I'd like to think are dead, but email itself is not dead. Things inside of the email landscape that I'd like to think are dead are the email blast. So when somebody is referencing their email campaigns and they use the word blast, that, I think a flower dies every time somebody says email blast, because the tools that exist today, it's so easy to be relevant, more relevant in sending emails that I'd like everyone to think about, not email marketing being dead, but the concept of blasting an email to the same message to everybody consistently, once in a while makes sense, but consistently is something that I think should be working its way out and folks should be getting smarter about how they send.
Yeah, that not only that, the blast, but the subscribe to our newsletter, right?
right. Which is, it's funny because I think a lot of people default to the subscribe to my newsletter, which is a good starting point. But there's enough information that will direct folks to think a little bit more about what other kind of value can be created and providing to somebody in exchange for just an email address. You may not even need their first name, but it's time to get a little bit more specific and be more specific about the value that you can provide.
Absolutely. So you see these commercials on TV occasionally for one of your competitors, Constant Contact. And, it shows this guy sends out an email blast and all of a sudden it's like they've got so much business that everybody's got to work the weekend, And I know I've been in the business long enough to know that's not reality. It just doesn't work like that. People, are so inundated with email. I get hundreds and hundreds of them a day. And, half the time I'm spending time unsubscribing from lists that I never signed up for. So it's kind of a tough place to really get people's attention. So I guess the first question I want to ask you is, what are the things that you're seeing that people are doing that's different now that is not like super high level? I'm talking like the basics that people should be starting an email list, should be using an email list, and doing something with it that's really going to get the attention that people need.
Yeah, and you bring up some good points. Everyone getting over 100 or so emails a day. How do you stand out in the inbox? And some things that we're seeing, some trends that we're seeing folks do is, be a little bit more specific about how you're segmenting your list before you even hit send. Sure, there's the welcome email that welcomes somebody to your list, but are you asking the right questions up front, based on your business, whether it's a specific product or service that you offer? Give a choice in that first email so that the next email you send, you can be more specific to their needs. And this can help cut through that clutter because if you're setting an expectation for somebody who just wants to see about product X, then there's a good chance that they're going to be more receptive to that in the inbox. And the second thing that we're thinking is, you think about when people think about emails, retailers, like to think of an email as a mini website and a chance to put in a lot of images and product shots and things like that, which is valuable. But for most businesses, what is most, I say the most underutilized tactic would be text emails. So just use just plain text. And when I say plain text, I mean just write words in your template like you're writing to one person. And, email is always started as a one-to-one communication channel. And, the more we embrace that, the better chances you have of connecting with your audience in the inbox. So, think about writing an email like you would to one person. And, if you have a brand that is focused on customer service, I mean, which brand isn't, then, writing in text a format could be more impactful and feel more one-to-one and create more trust between you and your audience.
So you mean I don't have to use all those foo-foo templates and put in all that moving stuff and throw video in there and make it so it creates this big boom when it shows up in my inbox? Is that what you're saying?
On occasion you can, but imagine if you're able to generate high open rates because you're writing some very thoughtful, not verbose, but whatever your audience is conditioned to receive from you. And then when you work in something like a video every now and then that's when you start to see the click rates, stay solid or increase and get a lot of good feedback from your audience because you're giving them, something worth opening the email for.
Right. Yeah. And I was teasing, obviously, because I'm a big proponent of, just plain text email. It's one of the things that, I started off with all the heavy duty stuff. And I found that just a plain text email with a really good subject line tended to be the most productive for my business. So let's get into that a little deeper. And so the next step would be, let's talk about open and click rates. What are some of the averages that you see? Because I think people get disappointed when they're seeing, 25% open rate and a 5% click rate.
Yeah, I think, 20 to 30% open rates on general emails that you're sending to your entire list are about average, I'd say. Click rates anywhere in the 3 to 5% range is average. But what you want to do, get excited when you see those thresholds. But when you start to become more segmented, and as I mentioned earlier, if you start to identify and your audience is clicking to tell you more about what they like or what they don't like, there are certain emails that you can expect 60 to 80% open rates as you become more segmented and more specific with your message. So for your general emails that you're sending, 25, 30% open rates, click rates, 3 to 5%. On average, if you stay within those ranges on your sends, that's great. But, get excited about trying to get more segmented to get higher open rates and higher click rates.
Okay. For those people who don't understand the difference between the way that AWeber works or some people are just used to their inboxes. They have a list of 10 people, they send it to 10 people. In AWeber, you have the ability, and in a lot of email programs, you have the ability to create multiple lists, and these lists can be based on activities. I gave a webinar, that's a list. I gave a speech, that's a list. I offered a product, that's a list. So each one of those lists have a different group of people attached to them. So talk about lists, segments, tagging, some of that stuff so that people kind of get their arms around those concepts.
Sure. And you tee it up nicely. I mean, the bottom line is, think of creating just a list of individuals that are specific to a topic that's relevant to your business. And it's going to vary business to business, but it's just grouping together people that have a like interest or have a like expectation from you as the brand or the marketer. So inside that list, there's a notion of tagging inside that list. So if, sticking with your example, the webinar, you have a list of 15 people on a webinar list that sign up to join your webinar. You have those that joined and those that didn't join. So inside that webinar list, you're able to tag and send a different message to the webinar list of those that were that had joined the webinar and those that had not. So those that had not, it could be an opportunity to survey them and ask them why they couldn't make it. For those that did join the webinar, it could be another chance for getting feedback and asking, what did you like? What didn't you like? Oh, by the way, here's a copy of the presentation. So, that's the power when you start using platforms like Aweber, where you can get that specific within a certain list. And then there's, we start talking about getting more sophisticated, as your lists grow, then it's, think about tagging somebody who may appear on multiple lists. And, that allows you the flexibility of targeting somebody who may be a webinar attendee, but also may be someone that you met at an event, and maybe somebody that downloaded your guide on how to use your product effectively. So that individual that is tagged with those three things could be labeled as a power user or a power customer. And think of if you have multiple subscribers like that, that could be another powerful list that you send to.
Absolutely. So the two things that a lot of people tend to do, and I'm not a fan of this, is they'll go to a networking event, they'll grab, 50 business cards, they'll bring them back, they'll run them through a scanner and add them to a list. Probably not a good idea. The other thing is you've got a list of customers, that you've worked with. And this is the opposite side of the problem is you're not taking the data that you've collected from customers and paying customers and putting them into a list. Talk about some of that stuff of really being a good list manager and communicating with the right people the right way.
Yeah, I mean, good list management, subscriber management. There's two things that are key to that. One is, allowing for feedback. And do you have a feedback loop inside of all of your subscriber lists? And in the cases you gave, I mentioned at the meeting, but I'm not interested in connecting with you afterwards and getting information, allow them to unsubscribe. Allow them to opt out. For your customers, it's always asking feedback. And for a lot of our customer newsletters, we always ask and give them an option to give us feedback on the email. And what that does is it allows us to better prepare for the next message we send them or get feedback on a product development. But really getting that feedback helps us become smarter marketers to them and more relevant in terms of the message that we prepare. The second thing is, the unsexy thing of list hygiene. And list hygiene is something that, like cleaning your bathroom, you never want to do, but you have to do eventually. And, for hygiene for email, it's thinking about if you've got a list of customers, when's the last time you sent an email to them? And if it's been a while, whether it's 90 days or more, there might be folks in that list that aren't really able or wanting to open your message. So, we like anyone who's had a list for longer than a year, it's, look for those that have not opened your emails in the last 12 months. And those are folks you just probably don't even want to email to. And, there's a quality versus quantity mentality that everybody should be embracing. Because at the end of the day, that's going to help the long-term success of your email program.
Absolutely. And getting back to that point, it does take a little bit of time to go through and clean up those lists and really kind of look at them and make sure that it's something that you're using on a regular basis. But I think one of the biggest keys to good email marketing, like you said, is I always talk about consistency. You have to be consistent. Yes. I send out every single week, this podcast is a piece of content I create. I do a blog post. I do You're an Expert interview. I do a monocast. So there's three pieces of content. Send it out every week. And it really gives me the opportunity to stay in front of the people that I've been talking to. So the next piece of the puzzle then is, when we're talking about, getting feedback on an email, one of the things that I've heard is that if you offer more than one thing to do, in other words, if you make people choose, they get confused. If I offer them, say, to watch my podcast or listen to my podcast and or click a blog, it's the same content, so it's not that big of a switch. You can either read it or listen to it. It's not a big deal. But when I start throwing in some other things like give me some feedback or come to this meeting or other things, I mean, how do you deal with multiple things in an email, or do you break those up and hope that you're just not inundating people? What are some of the best practices you see in email marketing?
Yes, a great question. And, because you're right, a lot of brands may be thinking, there's, now that I have, 10, 50, 100 people on my list, I want to ask them a lot of questions. So it comes down to, conditioning yourself to think about, you had mentioned the cadence before. So is every Wednesday going to be the email you send for feedback? And if you're, if you start planning your sending, and, maybe every other Wednesday is, the feedback email that you send to your customers, where the one thing you want them to do is just give feedback, that's one way to do it, because you've conditioned them by sending every other Wednesday, so that if something good or bad happens, they have it ready. And they know that email is going to be coming, and they know that they have an opportunity to give you some good feedback. The other way is to think about kind of a major and a minor call to action in your email. And you're right, most emails, you want them to take a task or take an action. But then think of your signature as kind of the minor area for, some more passive feedback. And you only include it there knowing that there's a small percentage that would read and engage with that, something in the signature. But if it's something passive, like, ongoing feedback, that might be a place where you put it. But by and large, you want to stick to, make the email focused on one thing. And that one thing may have more than one call to action, but it's just the one thing that you want to have focused as your major call to action, that email.
Got it. Okay, my last question is this, and that is, let's think moving forward, what kind of trends do you see, or what kind of things is AWeber working on to kind of move along the process of email marketing in the coming year and years to come?
Yeah, we are so hyper-focused on success. We want them to be able to create remarkable experiences with their subscribers, but we want them to have a remarkable experience themselves using our platform. So the biggest pain point for our customer base is time to manage an email campaign, experience, not knowing what to do or how to become successful, and money, investment, and making sure that they can invest in email and see the returns. So, what we see, both in what we're looking to do, but also the landscape at large is just, how do you make things easier? How do you make things faster? How do you make things more automatic? And, just the notion of setting up a list or setting up an account, we're hyper focused on making those things easier, making those things not just easy and quick for the sake of being easy and quick, but making them valuable as well. So, speed to set up a campaign, fewer clicks to get something done. We're just obsessed over the usability and feedback from our customers to make sure that it isn't confusing, and that achieving a task is something that doesn't take too many clicks. But there's also a notion of, we want to be able to anticipate and provide you with content and suggestions before you even know that you need them. And that's where this artificial intelligence notion comes in, where 5 years ago it was for the enterprise businesses and the big box retailers. Well, now, and in the months and in short years to come, it's going to be something that every small business marketer should be thinking about and should be expecting from any tool they're going to be using, especially when it comes to email marketing.
So, Eric, this has been fabulous. I know you guys offer all kinds of cool stuff. You offer training, mm-hmm. you offer online webinars, all kinds of different things. What are some of the things that people need to be aware of to take advantage of? What would you consider to be the key things if they wanted to get to know AWeber better?
Yeah, so anyone who signs up gets a free 30-day trial. And that allows you to explore the tool, test it out, Try it with, you know, names of friends and family just to get used to the tool. But here's the thing about AWeber that most people don't realize is that when you're in that trial, you get access to everything. It's like all you can eat menu. You can access our live support, which are there to help you figure out solutions to getting started or to what to put in your first email. You get access to, image gallery if you want to think of an image or need an image to put into your email, image hosting, just a lot of things that usually cost something somewhere else. It's all yours for 30 days. So, you know, what we'd like to tell people is, you know, maybe think about how you want to use email before sign up for that trial so you can maximize every day of your trial. And again, if there's ever a stumbling block or a question, there's somebody that you can contact even by phone. So that's just, you know, what we want people to realize when they, you know, embark on the trial. And if you're starting from scratch, that's fine. If you're migrating a list from another provider, we have dedicated people to help you do that. We can do the heavy lifting for you. So we really just want to make it easy for you to get in and get comfortable, but most importantly, become successful.
Awesome. Well, Eric, this has been fabulous. And if people want to get a hold and do a free trial, I've got a link. It's brianloves.info/AWeber so they can get that free trial. And If they wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
I'll give you my direct email address. It's Eric with a K, then H, @AWeber.com. And email me directly if you have any questions about AWeber, interested in a trial, have questions about our tool, easiest way to get in contact with me, or you can connect on Twitter or LinkedIn and just search for my name.
Outstanding. Well, Eric, man, this has been a blast. I really appreciate you, your time, and your insight. And you dropped some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps. So I really appreciate it. It's been a blast getting to know you. And thanks so much for being on the Bacon Podcast.
Great. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.